Honey, I blew up the business.
Hello, my name is Dan Kirby. Welcome to my new podcast. This is a bit of a funny one because starting a podcast about the time that I destroyed my life. And I've got to say, whilst I'm recording this trailer, I'm sort of pondering it. And, you know, I've had a really tough number of years as an entrepreneur. And the point of this podcast is to help you, assuming you run a business, not do the things that I ended up doing that really put my life in a big dark hole. I've been in business since 2001, so I'm 20 years self-employed this year. So I've been around the block, you know what I mean? So I've had a lot of bumps and scrapes over that time. And if anybody's been in business for longer than, say, 5 years or been self-employed, you really know that you get your ass handed to you basically on a number of occasions, and it always ends up like that way. Anybody who's honest tells you that. So I've been around the block. I've been doing it for 20 years, but I've got to tell you, in 2017, I thought I had solved the puzzle. I figured I had it all worked out. My business, a technology company, was doing better than ever. We just had a record quarter at the start of 2017. There was a lot of money in the bank, but a team that was growing really quickly. We were winning awards. I was actually named as a digital ambassador by the British Interactive Media Association at the start of that year. And later in that year, I was named as one of the 25 most innovative people in Europe, Middle East, and Asia. An award which was announced at the same time my company started to nosedive off a cliff, losing all the money that we'd been making hand over fist. And by the end of that summer of 2017, we were in a big hole with a big problem. We'd lost about £400,000 that summer, which was £400,000 more than we had in our bank account. And that money had to come from somewhere. And yes, you've guessed it. It came from me and my business partner, Rick. We had to stand behind the business. And in September, when we were writing those checks of 2017, there was zero possibility, we thought, of us seeing that money ever again. And in fact, we really figured that by the end of September of that year, the whole thing would have been game over. So we bet at that point on, I guess, ourselves turning it around. But that was a very unlikely proposition at that point. So it was real. And, you know, I've had a lot of chance to reflect over that time. And the basic conclusion I've come to was that it was all my fault. Yep, it was me. I broke it. And I had to then put it back together again. And the reason I broke it was, you know, really actually quite simple. It was my own ego. And I don't mean just me being a big head, but me in how I perceived myself, how I thought I was, how I figured the world owed me. And the way I'd been running my life up to 2017 was the reason the whole thing came down crashing around me, which is a kind of humbling thing to admit. And actually, to be honest, it's a humbling thing to recognize, let alone admit. And I had to really rebuild my ego, my sense of self, my kind of philosophy since that really dark period in September 2017. But to be honest, it was going to get worse. In October 2017, my business partner, his wife had been struggling with a mental illness. And in that month, she tried to take her life. So just when we thought it was bad, it got worse. At the same time, because of all the stress, I was drinking and being, let's just call it, difficult as a husband. And so my personal life really took a nosedive. So in, you know, the end of 2017, I'd flamed all my money. I'd flamed my relationship. I had a really challenging situation on at work. a business partner facing some like unbelievably challenging circumstances at home. So it was as dark as I don't know how much more dark it could have been in that moment. So yeah, I blew up my business, and I got to say, I blew up the business. Blowing up helped me contribute to, at least, to blowing up my life, my personal life. So as an entrepreneur, I had to kind of face a whole load of demons. And so digging myself out of that hole has been a 4-year job. Well, it's 4 years now when the business was kind of, you know, 2017, looking quite good, but it's been 4 years for it to crash and turn it around. And I've had to really rebuild myself up. And so this podcast is about speaking to entrepreneurs, speaking to people who've been there, who've faced those challenges, and to find out how the hell do you get out of that, and how do you turn that around so your business gets back on track, and if not back on track, better. How do you turn your life around? How do you build and learn from all those moments where things are really, really bad, and you've got to rely on yourself to turn it around? Because as entrepreneurs, we know that that's something you're going to have to face at some point. And if you haven't faced it yet, you will. And it may be not be the exact same slice of life that I faced. Like I say, I really sort of flamed myself out real good. But it'll be bumps in the road for sure. So I'm going to try and speak to people. And my job in these interviews is to kind of get under the hood of all these great people and get the good bits for you. And to be fair, for me, because I see myself as on a path of learning still. I'm still self-employed. I'm still running the same business that I was running back in 2017. It's a company called The Tech Department. I'm still in business with Rick, my business partner. Unfortunately, his wife lost her battle with her mental illness and took her life about 2 years ago now. So we've been through the mill together, and coming out of that time in what I'd call the valley, we've really like learned how to both work well together, but also apply that kind of knowledge and apply those lessons to the business we're in. And you'll be pleased to know the company is doing better than ever. Even coming out of COVID and lockdown, we're flying now. And that's been a long time coming, and that's not been an easy job. So please be under no illusions. I am no smarty pants. I do not have all the answers. I'm just trying to ask half-decent questions and listen real hard because I'm trying to learn too. And I really hope I never, ever, ever go back to that place again. So I hope you can join me on the podcast, and I hope you can find out some real good stuff. I'm going to do it with a bit of fun. I like to have some nice times during my work. So whilst we're going to cover some serious topics, we're going to do it in a way that's not exactly too heavy. I don't want to get too heavy. I've just spilled my guts a little bit for you there. But, you know, we're going to have a fun time on this thing. We're going to learn how to not blow up your business like what I did back in 2017. And every week I'm going to be speaking to people. We've got some incredible people lined up. People like Dan Sullivan, a strategic coach. We've got Tracy Shercliffe of the Virtue Group. And we've got Scott Morrison of The Boom, plus many, many, many more. And I'm really hoping to, like I say, learn a lot myself, share that with you, and create something that can really help a lot of other people avoid the sort of self-sabotaging suffering that I created for myself. And to create joyful lives. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, this. You have a great opportunity as an entrepreneur to create a life that's full of excitement and adventure and joy. And that's what I'm trying to do for myself. And hopefully I can help you do that too. So get onto whatever podcast platform is your preferred platform. And please search up for Honey, I Blew Up the Business on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere else. Just click subscribe. Don't miss a thing, because this is the good stuff. I'm going to really spill my guts, and I'm going to try and get my guests to spill their guts too. And anyway, hopefully it'll help. And I really appreciate you listening, and I'll see you on the podcast.